Planning Operations Roadmap. The manufacturing planning and control process is used to plan operations. A high-level view of the process is shown in Exhibit 4-1. Exhibit 4-1, Manufacturing Planning and Control. The collaborative process of sales and operations planning is used to generate the production plan at the level of aggregate supply and demand. It determines production volumes for product families rather than individual products. This process reconciles the needs of demand, activities on the left side of the exhibit, with the needs of supply, the various levels of capacity checks on the right. Master scheduling, MS, is then used to create a master production schedule, MPS, that will commit the company to produce specific products on particular dates. The master scheduling process, therefore, has to disaggregate the product family data into numbers of individual products based on inventory levels, forecasts, demand plans, order backlogs, orders from distribution centers, DCs, as part of distribution requirements planning, DRP, and other considerations used to decide what you need to produce and how much of each item to produce. From there, material requirements planning, MRP, automatically calculates all of the various materials that will be needed to produce the units that are scheduled. This could then result in purchasing or drawing materials from inventory. In addition to purchasing, production execution involves production activity control, which is the detailed planning and scheduling of shop floor equipment and resources. Each planning stage includes a capacity check. The aggregate production plan is checked against long-term capacity requirements using resource planning. Rough cut capacity planning at the master scheduling level verifies that the production targets are feasible. Capacity requirements planning at the MRP level checks capacity in detail. Capacity control at the execution level validates that each job has the resources needed to run the job. Capacity issues can result in efforts to increase capacity to the degree feasible or in the master scheduler revising the plan if the load exceeds available capacity. The master scheduling process is typically facilitated by IT, such as an Enterprise Resources Planning, ERP system, which creates a master scheduling grid for calculating production based on these data.